when, we were driving around doing, we're doing our shopping on the weekend after, and we saw all the lines of Dutch Brothers, and we saw those people bringing those big bottles of water, and we saw, people opening up their arms and their wallets. It's just hard to fathom that in the midst of that there is joy. And when I saw these people hugging each other, there was joy.
You actually stopped and said, "Hi." And, the bank teller had, tears in her eyes still the next day. And you said, "Is everybody in your family okay? How are you?" And you stopped and paid attention in a new way.
I don't think that if you lived in town, there was a stranger in town. There was an instant recognition. So I walked into every one of these storefronts, just up and downtown, and businesses, and an instant connection, an instant recognition, and an instant yes. Let's, whatever we're doing, let's do that. Yes, I'll take stickers. Yes, I'll tell people about where to donate. Yes, bring me some shirts tomorrow when you've got them. Just, as you and I look at each other right now, there is just an instant connection. Sitting there, walking through town, and just, it's just like I said, there's just no more strangers.
The vibe was just love and support all day long. I mean, it was the most incredible thing, and it just is super heart touching when you see a community pull together like that.
Yeah. That day was a lot of the community that were in line, and just the act of getting a tattoo made them, start their healing process. But I think for a lot of the community, standing in line and sharing stories, what they heard, where they were, I think there was a lot of healing that happened in the line as people waited.
And so I thought, what can I do to help? So I decided go home and whip out some yard signs to see if I can't turn $50 worth of material into $500. Posted it on Facebook, asked people to share it, thinking 50 signs would be enough. That would get me through the weekend. If I needed more later in the week, okay, fine. 15 minutes after posting that, I had total strangers pulling up in my driveway. Those first 50 signs were gone in an hour. We had to turn away probably 40 or 50 people. So 110 signs sold first evening. And it just blew up from there.
How much money?
$134,000 so far. Yeah, I mean, it's positive. The biggest positive thing to me is this community knows now that how tight-knit of a community we are and how much we do care for each other.
That there is an opportunity in the midst of so much awful stuff and trauma and so much sadness. We have also seen the most incredible displays of humanity, of love, of generosity, of people coming together, of positive things. We've seen, alongside the very worst in our community, we have seen many, many, many more displays of the very best of our community. And so, how do we draw on that and use that as sort of the thing that comes from this? And, how do we use this as an opportunity to say, we are and can be better? And that's frankly the fuel for my fire.
Tuesday morning in the dark, while I'm sitting there, look in my rearview mirror, and there are headlights everywhere. And it is from the start of the road, and no media this time, which was great. Media was good for a lot of things of getting exposure, but it was nice to just have that community together to heal. So the line went all the way to the college this time on both sides of the street, and people were so gracious, and we had students walking all the way back to the front of the line. thanking every person's hand all the way down the road, said, I didn't think I could come back today, and you guys made it possible. So it still chokes me up today.
For that day, you know, we were all right next to each other. We all had one mission in mind. You know, you saw, you know, people waving American flags. You know, you see all these citizens around. People are giving each other hugs. You know, not just the students driving by, but, you know, people are, you know, you're walking up to complete strangers, you know, just telling them thank you for being there. You see people crying all over the place. I mean, it was really emotional.
Well, a bunch of people came and they were like asking what happened and if I had a family member or a friend that was out at the shooting at the time. And I told them it was my mom. And some of them started crying, or some of them just got out and paid extra. Like, we were just taking donations, and some of them paid 20s and 30s of dollars just to get their car washed. And they just said, you're a great person. Good job for doing this. I'm proud of you. Keep the good work up. And some of them would call more people, like this towing company. One guy showed up, he called his whole entire company, and they came and got their trucks washed. Makes me feel a lot better, that, especially since I did the car wash. And I follow a bunch of the survivors on Facebook, all their pages I follow. And I love seeing like how there's this one girl, she finally got to go home when everyone thought she wouldn't make it. She finally got to go home, and she's smiling and starting to walk now and everything.
I'm really glad about my 14-year-old daughter does something for me when I'm taking her to high school and she says, Dad, can we stop by Dutch Brothers? And we stop by Dutch Brothers, and I see that container there, and they're still trying to help. That really feels good, that I chose to move to a place where people are like that.
And so because of the involvement with these different groups, the CHART team and UCC Strong, I now know city councilors, county commissioners, leaders in education. I'm so glad that I know these leaders in our community, because we have mutual respect and we see ourselves as partners in trying to help our community. I've also seen people wanting to be better neighbors to each other, looking out for their fellow Roseburger in ways they weren't before, a longer period of eye contact, willingness to extend grace to somebody else, this common awareness that something really terrible happened, and we are together, we stand together in this.
I definitely say yes, but in a good way. In a good way, because it feels now that people are more open. People now are more willing to be able to extend a hand and also come together as a community. You know, it feels nice to be able to walk to downtown and, you know, people say hi to you. You know, it feels nice when, you know, it's that sense of hometown feel. I feel that's coming back because of it, you know.
It's like the whole community. There was like this giant phone tree, you know, everybody asking, is so-and-so okay? Have you heard? You know, this is what we're hearing. This is what's going on. The very next day, these three guys walked in, and I said, well, who was that? You know, like, I feel like I should know them because they're heavily tattooed. You know, it's a small area. And she said, they wanted the outline of Oregon with the heart where UCC is. And I was like, oh my God, crap. I wish you would have said something. Maybe I could have stayed late. Like, that's awesome. And more people started coming in asking about similar designs. And I was like, God. And I had one day off. It was my first day off for like 3 weeks, and it was on a Sunday. And I was like, well, that's all I have to give. I have my one day off. And I said, you know what? I'm going to, I don't know, have Kara put something on Facebook, and I'm going to come in Sunday, and anyone who wants to get an Oregon tattoo or, you know, have something that says UCC or whatever, I'm going to do it just for free. Like, that's what I can give.
You know, the sticker itself is such a small deal, but it means such a great deal to people. And you don't really have to know the person to know that, you know, they have the same mindset. They wanted to help. Just going around town like that the night that it happened, and then the night after, and the night after that, there were so many people out doing things, and never seeing the town that busy at all. And everybody, it seemed like everybody was out helping or donating or giving blood at the Red Cross. In fact, there were so many people there, I heard that they were turning them away because they didn't have enough room. I think the whole community did that. Everyone was looking for ways to help.
At least from my social circles, a lot of people that were not, you know, had little reasons to not be friends and stuff or hanging out again. Just a lot of people kind of forgot about the little things that really don't matter at all and have reconnected.
It's the human spirit that gets stirred in times of need or times of tragedy. And I think we could be anywhere. But that this is where I lived and that this is where it happened and this is where we've witnessed the outpouring of empathy and understanding and compassion.
When we were on the bus, I sat next to a young girl and I'd seen her interviewed on TV the night before, and I just said to her, I said, you know, you did a really, that was nice of you to talk last night. You know, I think it helps when people hear that you're okay and just telling your story on TV. And it was interesting because she goes, oh my gosh, you might notice I haven't changed my clothes for 2 days. I'm wearing the same thing I wore last night. I haven't been to sleep. I've been up all night. And she was very hyper concerned about how she looked and that she wasn't clean. And I said, honey, it's okay. You're doing a great job and you look fine. And let's just, you know, get you your things at the campus. And so we just tried to be present with them.
Folks just coming out of the woodwork saying, I need to help. I'm part of this community. That was lost in the media frenzy, but it will never be lost on this community. That outpouring of love and support and honest need to help was in some ways overwhelming, certainly gratifying. I can't imagine how many of those people just came together almost instantly and said, we're going to help, and at some point we'll figure the rest of this out.
It was huge. We had people that had actually waited and not gotten tattooed at the other shops. My mom had texted me and she was in Arizona and she said, I know you're probably disappointed because you guys didn't make as much as you had hoped for the families, because we were going to donate anything that did come in right back to one of the charities going on, one of the accounts that had been set up. And I said, yeah, that was not what I was hoping for, but you know, I'm trying to be okay with it. And she said, you know what? You did what you said you were going to do. You guys gave the gift of art. And some of those people, they probably couldn't have ever afforded to get a really nice tattoo. And now they have something beautiful, you know? And sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She helped me. Like, it was exactly what I needed to hear. And I was like, thank you so much. You know, cause that was the original idea, was that it would be our gift.
I think it's reinforced for me how vibrant the community is and how interwoven everyone in the community is with each other. The spark of light that shone out of the misery of the day. And, you know, you gotta look for those.
It makes me realize how much more respect I have for the community and for how big everyone's hearts are. I didn't necessarily see how wonderful the community was before, but now I'm just so proud. Very proud to be a member of this community.
We had volunteers from like the age of 2 to some individuals who couldn't hardly walk. If you could imagine Whoville You know, like they all came together to replace the Christmas tree or whatever. It was Whoville. Whoville at its finest moment. There, you know, the vibe, the feeling. It was a everybody was family, like your stereotypical, if you could dream up a family for TV, everybody got along. There was never bickering, not once.
It came more of a symbol of, you know, of unity, that sign did. It went and started off as, oh, let's make this little cute organ sign to make some money for the families. But then it grew to bigger than that. It was like, you know, like the breast cancer awareness ribbon. You know, it was that important, it seemed like.
It was symbolic.
It was very symbolic.
It was pretty spectacular to see the amount of people. I think the head count that we got at the actual fishing derby was at about 350. It was pretty incredible to be walking up and down the banks as we were taking the tallies and everything for the derby itself, and just see people who were out there enjoying it and seeing so much support for the community. That was a very visual aspect of seeing everybody come together just for this one person. People who didn't even know him came and showed their support for the event.
Yeah, it was great seeing the community coming and ready to support. Also, Trevin Anspach, his mom hadn't been out of the house until then, and so that was pretty amazing.
It made you feel great. You know, so many people, all these people we know, you know, people worked on their cars and stuff, and they're showing up and everything, old school teachers and stuff. It was just, you know, and just neat to see them all there in one place, you know, we're all hanging out. Instead of just knowing, you know, you can always know that this community is tight-knit and family-like, but when something happens like that, you really find out. So the feeling you get is just, you're just in a crowd of people that all care about each other. It's just like, it's like almost like going to a family reunion where everybody just loves each other and hangs out, you know. Everybody was really happy to do as much as they possibly could.